Next case.
This is case number 12741. Terry and Greg Leach seek variances from the corner front yard setback requirement and maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a corner lot located on the corner of Burbage Lane and Cedar Neck Road within the Pine Shores Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 38656 Burbage Lane, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 215.01. Specifically, the applicants request a 0.5-foot variance from the minimum 4-foot height requirement for a fence around a pool. There are 2 letters of support, 4 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Yes. You state your name and address for the record.
Yes, Tori Leach, 38656 Burbage Lane, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
So the county code requires having a fence around our in-ground pool, and because the height for a fence for the front side corner, which we never would have realized being on a corner, it would cause so much confusion, is 3.5 feet high, and we need a half 6 inches variance to put a 4 feet, which is for the pool.
Okay.
You know, we are on a corner lot. It is irregular, and it's narrower in the back. There is no houses across from our property where we're putting the fence. If you can tell, the sign was very confusing, and I saw a lot of people reading the variance sign that was posted. All we're asking for is the back of our house, which is the back of the sunroom. The fence would come out and then just go straight back to our property line. It's inside any of the landscaping that is there. It will not affect any view. We're looking just to put up a black aluminum fence, so it's easy to see through. I have letters. There was more than 2 letters. I have our 3 neighbors to the right of us, as well as the neighbor across the street, the one Cedar Neck, that all didn't have a problem, even if we were going to put up a vinyl fence. But in order to just try to keep it as minimum as possible, we went with the black aluminum fence. I've interviewed 5 different fence companies and was going to go with First State Fence. Again, just a black 4-foot high open black aluminum fence. The pool is already there. We already have the permit for the pool. We have the permit for the patio, and that's ground level. Like I said, it doesn't, you know, there's no blocking of any view.
So it would be a see-through?
Yes.
Like a black aluminum picket fence?
Yes.
So there was a few letters of opposition. So were they sort of confused on, you know, because the issue seemed to be the obstruction of view. So do you think they're confused on the location of the fence, or?
I believe so, because it's not going to extend past our, it's, if you can see my point.
Sure.
So this is the back of our house. It's not going to be anywhere up here. It's going to start here, go over, and go straight down to the corner inside the existing shrubbery. And I took pictures of, if I was sitting at Burbage Lane, looking left and looking right, and you can't even see the orange fence that's there now as a temporary fence from the pool people.
So ma'am, I'm looking at a picture that came with your packet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at the picture of your pool, the orange fence, and the landscaping in the back. The fence that you're requesting to put up, I'm looking at a geographical point here. I see a cement bench over by your landscaping. Would this fence that you're proposing to put up be on what side of that cement bench?
Oh, inside, towards our property. That's just...
Just trying to get a perspective.
When they're doing all the landscaping and tearing up, I just took it down.
But the point that you're making is that all the greenery that we're looking at here would be toward, I'm looking at it, you don't have to come up, got it, towards the roadside. Yep, thank you. Got it.
And I just, I have a question. So you're saying you had four people were opposite. I mean, I know I have a neighbor down at the end of the street that would not affect it at all, that has caused us a lot of pain. My husband has stage 4 cancers, and they've just caused us a lot of, and I know we had heard through other neighbors she was going to go and appeal it, just for the heck of it, just to cause us misery. But like I said, all our neighbors, direct neighbors across the street and so forth, nobody else has a problem. Even Quillen's Point, the homeowner, or the Gregory, you talked to him, the president of the thing, once he understood that we were asking for a black aluminum fence, he said, oh, like mine? We said, yes. He said, oh, no problem. So I think there was definitely confusion of what, I mean, if we were going to put up a stockade fence, I can understand it, which is why we're not putting up that. We're just putting the 4-foot black aluminum fence, 6-inch variance is all we need.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Your property line, is there space between your property line and the edge of paving, or is it right
yes.
on the edge of paving?
No, there's space.
How much space is there?
Probably, well, the paving, the patio, it's not a concrete, it's pavers.
I'm sorry, I'm referring to the paving of the road.
Oh, paving of the road.
What distance is there between your property line and the asphalt of the road?
I would imagine it's, I would say probably 4 or 5 feet.
Hold on, if you want to speak, you have to come get sworn in, so you can do that.
It's all right.
Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
You state your name and address for the record.
Gregory Leach, 38656 Burbage Lane, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, the number of feet between the edge of the paving of the road to your property line?
Probably is maybe 5 feet.
It's on the curve.
Apparently, our property used to go across the street. The original, one of the...
It's a weird...
One of the old plots that we have shows that it goes across the street towards Bullens Point, and they put Marshy Hope Way down to the VFW.
Yeah. If I can show you this, you know, this is the back property line, and, ooh, it's, I got where this road comes in here. So that road... Half of this part of our lot is on Marshy Hope Way, this part of our lot is on Cedar Neck Road, and this part of the front of our lot is Burbage Lane. So we're actually on three.
So then when I look at
everybody on Marshy Hope Way, their property line goes to the center of the road.
Right.
So actually my real property.
And the county only plat, like they have, here. There's a stop sign there, but it's not a county stop sign. When I talk to the county, a year ago, they said, no, that's not our sign. You know, I think people with Marshy Hope had put it in years ago. So yes, the back part of our property is on Marshy Hope, and then, you know, the rest of it's on Cedar Neck and then Burbage.
So when I look at your survey,
mm-hmm.
it appears to me, and maybe I'm wrong or maybe I'm not understanding, it appears to me that you've got a 15-foot wide private road and your property line is right at the edge of it.
Probably.
So that to me would make it look like there really isn't any distance between your property line and the edge of this road.
Yeah, I mean, it's very close.
Okay, you know, so maybe it's not 4 to 5 feet.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's, no, they already saw that, huh?
They saw
it. It's very close. It is very close.
Okay. Is this landscaping that you've installed, mm-hmm. is that all right up to the road?
No, it's on our property.
Okay, so how far would you estimate from the edge of your landscaping, whatever you've installed there, to the edge of the
I would say at least 4 feet, 3 or 4 feet. The base, the shrubbery is on our property. And then the fence was going to go inside the shrubbery.
When I'm looking at the picture, the picture showing your yard where the pool, before the pool was installed, I see the grass and then I see the mulch. What you're saying is the fence is going to go on the grass side.
Yes.
It's not going to go in the mulch.
Exactly.
It has to be grass. It's going to be grass again.
These, I don't know whether you've seen any opposition letters, but they reference these, they reference what they call pilings. Do you know what that is?
The pilings are gone. There's no pilings.
They're gone. Okay.
And they were on the edge of the road.
They were on the edge of the road.
They were on our property, but on the, I mean, they did not protrude into the paved, into the paved cedar neck.
Yeah, when we first bought that house, people would just come down the end of the road there. They didn't know that Marshy Oak continued, the VFW's down at the end of that road.
How long did you remove them?
What?
The pilings?
Yes, I did.
How long ago did you remove them?
When we built the pool.
When we put in the pool.
When you put in the pool. Okay, mm-hmm. Which is about how long ago?
Oh, the pool's just gone in. So, I mean, I probably moved them when they were starting to do the, they're starting to do landscaping maybe a week ago, 5 days, something. I mean, it's been recently.
Very recently.
Right. We had them there. We had detectors on them, the reflectors. Mm-hmm. So people could see, because what was happening, people would come out of Quillen's Point, and I mean, that's a very busy intersection. Nobody stops at the county stop sign coming down Cedar Neck. They don't stop to go into Quillen's Point. They'll go straight down to go to the VFW. The people coming out of Cedar Neck, I keep saying there's going to be an accident eventually. The people coming out of Quillen's Point, they don't stop. And so it's one day it's going to collide. So we did put the pilings there to, with reflectors so the people could see, because they were actually literally coming up on the drop
into the yard, turning
right to turn around or whatever. So, but no, they do not exist. They are not there.
Trying to get a timeline here. Did you put in the pool and say we needed a fence, or did you?
Our pool people, the people that put in the pool, got the permit for the pool, and the patio.
And then realized you needed a fence.
Well, we knew we had
a
fence.
We needed a fence.
Even the county, a guy from the county came out and said, you know, you shouldn't have
you
any problem. Right. You shouldn't
okay.
have any problem because you need a fence to go around the pool, and we had gotten the permit from the county for a pool.
I'm very familiar with that area. It is. It's a scary little area for little kids standing out there at the bus stop. These people who have referenced these things, I mean, I believe they have good reason, although we're not here for the buffer. Do you have trees in the back left right corner of your lot?
We have a back right hand corner.
Back right hand corner.
There's a magnolia.
Magnolia.
Do you think that blocks?
No, there's no.
It's nowhere in the road.
I'm not saying it blocks the road. Do you think it blocks the view?
No. No.
From coming around that corner?
No.
It's a little, it's, I don't think that justifies, like, kind of what's going on there. There's a lot going on there. Quillen's points to the left, to the right.
Right, yes.
VFW, you go straight out.
Straight
and
out, yes.
And Cedar Neck, and it connects to Cedar Neck Road. There's a lot going on there, especially when kids are coming out. So, I mean, I hear what these people are saying. Again, we're not here for the buffer.
And I'm going to be honest, I know the one person that's arguing is friends with the person that's giving us a bunch of grief. I think.
Well, we can't get into that about
yeah,
that,
well,
all
I'm
that
not
stuff.
Here for the buffer, but I'm just trying to get into that's, you know, adding a fence to this, although it's clear. You can see through, not clear. Just
yeah,
a lot going on there.
Neighbors that have fences over 4 foot, they're right on the property line.
Right, like right across the street from us.
That's right across the street from me.
That's.
Yeah. You'll have to give that to Ms. Norwood if you want to leave it here.
Stay with us.
And then the other one.
The door would be here.
Okay. And then there's the other one that's on our Burbage Lane that has a 4 foot fence on the front of their yard that we don't ever remember seeing a variance.
Yeah.
for a request. This is just like the fence, kind of similar to what we're looking for.
Yeah, this is their front door, and that's...
So remind me again, when was it discovered that you need a variance? Or who discovered it?
I knew we needed a variance. I mean, just because I was asked, you know, because we, when the county guy came out and we were talking to him, and he said he didn't see that, you know, he was looking to see for the permit, and our builder or the pool people had put in the permit and so forth. So in order to, I mean, you have to have a fence in order to put the pool in, and so, I mean, we're asking for 6 inches. I just didn't think it would be that, you know, we got the permit for the pool, we got the permit for the patio, and it was...
We get these cases every so often because our county code is 3.5 feet.
Right.
Safety for a pool is 4 feet.
Right.
And so this, we get these cases every so often.
I mean, there was one earlier.
So if there was a pool and we were putting a fence in at 3.5 feet, and the location that they're wanting to put this fence in, there would be no variance necessary, right?
Correct.
Right. We had to put the pool where it was because we didn't want, we have grandchildren. We didn't want, you know, or kids, whatever. We didn't want them jumping off the deck into the pool. We, my husband sometimes is in a wheelchair, sometimes he's not. It all depends on the cancer and so forth. So, you know, I just didn't. It's a small cocktail pool. You know, it's not big.
It's only 12 bucks.
The image they have up there on the TV now, are those shrubs along the road? Are those the same shrubs that are there now?
They're on the edge of the road, yes.
Okay, those shrubs are on the edge of the road there.
Yes.
And they're on your property, because
yes.
We believe the property line is right at the edge of the road.
Yes, because we had it surveyed, yes.
And it looks like those piling things were there at the time this picture was taken.
Yes.
Like I said.
But they've
well,
been removed.
Before we put the bushes up, they were just turned to the yards. And then we planted the bushes and put in the pool.
And really, it was for a safety thing.
Tell you.
It really just are from March. It really
the pictures are from March.
It's
wow.
At the bottom of the screen.
And it really was for a safety thing from people driving, coming out of Quillen's Point so they could see the reflectors, they could see, you know, I mean, that's, we do everything for safety.
Mr. Short?
How, you know, when you say this thing's going to be right on the property line.
No, it's going to be inside the property line. It'll
okay.
Probably be at least
because
4 feet inside the property line.
But, well, I say this. This is a corner front setback.
Right.
So that fence could be 4 feet tall, 15 feet from the property line there.
That.
Is
yes.
There a reason why that can't, we can't comply with that, or is there not enough space?
It would go through the center of, it would go pretty much through the center of our yard. I mean, it would go because of the irregularity of the lot. Again, it goes narrower, it's wider in the front, and it goes back to, you know.
See, our property stake
is
right
here. That's our property stake. There's a white pole that is the property stake right there on the corner, right there.
So our plan was to come right here.
No, inside, Gregory. Inside the property, right behind the.
That's the piling.
The blue, what's your blue? What is that?
That's a walkway.
I see here that there's a open space, leave open for access. Is that?
I just had a little three pavers, you know, just to walk down.
But I'm just looking, see, we only have so much information.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem.
That's okay.
If you all would move back to the podium, so we have to get you on the microphone to have it recorded.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get in my head exactly where that fence, you know, the diameter, where is it going to be exactly, how far off the property line? And I don't,
it's going to be at least...
It's going to be on the property.
No, it's not, Gregory.
Okay.
I had the orange fence where I wanted the prop, where I wanted our fence, the temporary fence. It's going to be at least, I would say at least, probably inside 8 feet from the property line. Inside the bushes, there, from the, I've driven the Burbage Lane, I've looked down the side, and you don't even see the fence. You can't see, you know.
And is that because of the landscaping?
No, not because of landscaping. You just, you know, because there's a little bit of a curve. But when the people and all my neighbors, except for the thumb, one at the end, when they come out and they make a right, there's some trees on the left-hand side they can't see. And that's where an accident occurred. But nobody seems to, you know, whatever. But no, it's going to be inside the property line. I would say at least 5 feet, 6 feet inside.
Okay, so inside, okay, now I've heard two different, I think I'm hearing two different things here. Is that property line that blue line, or is that...
No, that is not the property line.
Is that property line the road?
The blue line is not the property line.
So the blue line, the property line is the road, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
So your fence is going to be 5 to 6 feet from the road?
Absolutely, at least that, and probably more. Because there is an incline. The property does go slope down. Marshy Hope floods down at the end by the VFW. We're one of the highest points of Sussex County. They used to come and put stakes there. So,
you're 18 feet above.
Right.
Question that I have is, yes. Because I'm still, the visualization is, because we don't have a drawing of it, is how far is this fence going to be from the intersection of Burbage Lane and, I guess that's Marshy Hope Road? How far is it going to be from that intersection? Because...
Can I show you?
Yep, please.
Right here.
Okay, so it basically ends at the corner of the house,
yes.
The rear of the house.
Yes,
okay.
It's the back.
We're not going further down.
No.
Okay.
No. It's the back corner of the house. To here and then down. I'm not sure what this blue line is because the property marker is right here. That's the back corner property. Our front, then there's another corner marker right about here, and this corner marker is actually in the road on Cedar Neck.
So just to pin this on the record, the northeast corner of the house, mm-hmm. Is that part that you just pointed? The fence is going to go from there to approximately 8 feet from the property line along Marshy Hope Road or Cedar Neck Road. I'm not sure what it's called exactly, but on our survey, it's the private lane. And it will run along that, about 8 feet, yes. Away from that,
yes.
To the rear of your property line,
yes.
Then go west.
Yes.
And then, I'm not sure how far west, but then eventually it'll turn back south towards the house.
It's going to be inside the property line, inside our property, going to the back of our shed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all enclosed.
Okay. All right.
Side, we already have a 6-foot fence on the other side.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Ma'am, I have a couple more questions.
Yes.
What the code says is that if you are able to develop your property without a variance, that you should develop it without a variance. In this case, we're talking about this 4-foot fence for the purpose of safety for your pool. If you built that fence 15 feet from your property line, then you wouldn't need a variance. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it would be in the middle of the patio.
Which patio? The
patio around the pool.
Okay. How do you know how far it would be from the pool itself?
Probably, maybe.
On the pool.
Maybe on the pool.
You don't really know.
When I designed it, when I in case you didn't approve it. I probably left 3 foot of walkway, but that doesn't give you much for children, for grandbabies, for my husband, and so forth.
Okay, but we're not really sure about that. Yeah, here again, it comes back to the problem of we've just got like this hand sketch on a survey that we're dealing with, and we don't really know.
Well, we could give them time to have the fence laid out on the survey.
It seems maybe a little too much to do a whole nother survey over 6 inches of fence.
I know.
But at the same time, maybe it's not too much to request that.
Any further questions right now? Go on.
Mr. Chairman, could I just clarify something for the record, please? There are 3 letters of support or no objection here. So I said 2 earlier. There are 3. We have 3 on file currently.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation? Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12741 from Tori and Mr. Greg Leach?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Further questions? Seeing no further questions, I will close the public hearing for case number 12741, Tori and Greg Leach, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12741 for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions, with it being a corner lot. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Nay. And I apologize for, it's very quick. I know there have been some, the applicant talked about it being a certain type of fence and a certain location of the fence. Is that part of your motion, that what kind of what they've proposed?
What they've proposed as far as the see-through aluminum fence in the location that they've specified.
Okay.
4 foot aluminum.
Thank you. I don't know if Dr. Carson wishes to second that, but.
Understood.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Williamson.
I vote nay.
Mr. Werfel.
I don't think the record here convinces me that a variance is needed, so I'm voting nay.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So with a 2-3, your case is denied.
So what do we do now?
Contact staff in the morning. I'll guide you through the next step. Entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.